Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. So last night, I walk in. I grab a piece of cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. Do you want to tell this story?
Yes, I would like to tell the story. So he gets home last night. Oh, my God. It's like, slow down. So he pulls out a pack of American cheese, like a little flat slice.
Yeah.
And he breaks it up into quarters, and he's chewing a piece, and I ask him a question. And as he's answering me, he's probably inhaling and chewing at the same time, and he chokes on
I don't
piece.
Even now, get in the house. I'm getting a questionnaire. I don't even remember what you were asking me about.
So how you
I don't
today?
Remember.
No.
So then he starts hungry? Coughing, and then I could, you know, he's not obstructed. He's not choking. He just like stimulated a cough because he had a piece of cheese somewhere in his airway. I don't know.
Lactose?
So I just slowly hand him a bottle of water. Now he's posturing on a table. He is not choking. I'm like, okay, I'm standing there. So then as he's coughing.
I am choking.
Did you do the universal choking sign?
No, I am choking.
Your hands.
I was choking.
Honey, choking? Where?
Yeah,
I wasn't dying,
exactly, okay.
But I was choking.
But you were choking, right.
But you were moving air, so you were not obstructed, okay? Let's be honest. So then he's coughing, then his eyes get really big, and he shoots out a little square of cheese. That's like the size of a quarter.
Oh, no.
I cough out a piece of cheese, and it hits the metal sink, and you hear, toink.
Nice. It had propulsion. Nice.
It's like the size of a quarter.
Right.
Wow. God, poor thing.
Well,
so then he keeps coughing and coughing and coughing.
You know,
like,
it's funny.
Right.
If anyone did that in the hospital, you'd be like, oh, you poor thing. Me, it's, oh, you poor thing.
Well, as
like
you're complaining
mocking
around
me.
The kitchen.
You got tough love.
Well, you were mocking me. You were fine. You were fine. But then he says to me, listen, he keeps coughing. And sucking down water. And he's like, I just start laughing. And he's like, I need my voice for work. I'm like, you choked on a piece of cheese. Slow it down.
It wasn't glass, a piece of cheese.
No, she thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
Right.
And after I choke it out, I keep, my nose is running. Something in my throat, my nose and throat said, this wasn't good. So now we're just going to create a lot of fluid.
Exactly right.
And then it felt like it was still back there.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was still another little piece of cheese back there.
A microscopic piece of cheese?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm blowing my nose.
Whining for 10 minutes.
Water.
Whining.
This is a nurse.
That's what goes with cheese.
Whining cheese.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Right. Nice.
Does it feel okay now?
Now it's fine. Piece of cheese.
Oh, God. If you said no, I would just completely vomit. So pull it together.
No, I don't feel fine. Vomit.
Piece of cheese.
Oh my God.
So how was the cheese? Good?
Yeah, it was great.
Was it the white or the yellow?
I like the white.
All I wanted was a piece of cheese.
Right.
I'm eating it. She has to give me a questionnaire. I go to answer. I'm like,
right.
Poink in the back of the throat. Like, uh-oh.
Not right now. I'm eating the cheese.
So, hon, if I ask you a question, it doesn't mean you have to answer at that moment. You could chew, swallow, answer.
Unless you're having a Twix, in which case you need that moment.
I like how the nurse is so sympathetic.
Right.
Piece of
tough love. She's seen it all.
All right.
You weren't choking. Move on.
I think this will be a good phone subject. We've all choked on something, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's how my cat eats every dinner.
Chokes it?
It's like it's never seen food before. Chew your food!
This is my only dinner, a slice of cheese, so I break it up into four parts so I can enjoy it.
All right.
Your only dinner.
Four courses.
Okay. All right, get off the phone.
Bye.
You two are fun.
I'm choking, and there's a nurse in the house and laughing at me as I'm choking.
Right.
Pizza man choked on a hot dog, which is funny.
Huh?
It's like the revenge of the hot dog.
Exactly.
Good morning.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like 5 years old sitting at the kitchen table. I think it was like lunchtime. Now, the best part is my parents are both EMTs.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there 5 years old eating a hot dog, and all of a sudden it gets stuck, and you could feel it right in the center of your throat. And I could get out one little word. I'm like, choking.
But he says a five-year-old, choking. Right.
She looked at me. She starts shaking her head. She's like, you're not choking. I was like, and then I couldn't get any more words out.
Right.
She's like, you're not choking. I was like, I start hitting on my chest. Like,
start doing the hammock yourself. You punch yourself in the gut.
Yeah. You know how you could prove it? Pour some water down your throat. Right. It comes right back out.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I'm choking, all
if
right.
It ain't going down, it's backing up.
The only thing I could think of is run to the bathroom. So I run to the bathroom and in there for like 30 seconds. And they don't come to check on me. So I'm like pounding on my chest. Finally, I could get like one little breath out and I launched this hot dog that was, it must have been like a quarter inch piece.
Oh my God.
Right across the mirror.
Like an asteroid.
That's like that scene in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
When the shrimp comes out right. on the plate.
If only I did it at the table, I could have hit somebody in the face. That would have been great to prove.
That would have been the proof.
Right, yeah. Exactly right. Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, then
what
I come out with it. I come out and I'm like, hey, Mom, here's the hot dog I was choking on. She's like, you weren't choking on it. You were still able to talk on it. Yeah, wow. One word.
It's the same thing Jennifer said. Did you hear that? It was like, oh,
exactly.
you were taking in air. You were fine.
Yeah, well, you have it in your mouth and see how you like it.
Here, try it out.
Right. Here you go.
Here's my piece of meat. Yeah, give it a shot.
Stick this hot dog in your throat.
Exactly.
And then, of course, after I coughed it up, I ate it again.
Right.
Yeah, you can't waste it.
Yeah. It's a good piece of hot dog.
Good food. Get beaten if you wasted food.
That's right. Carrie and Nugatuck.
You choking now?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So, about 12 years ago, I was cooking steak on the grill for my two kids, were 10 and 6 at the time. My son was 10. And I overcooked it. So I'm like, let me just taste a piece to see how bad it really is. It was bad. I went to swallow it, and it got stuck.
Well,
no
you
got to
chew it.
No coughing. Yeah.
You definitely have to chew it. Chew it carefully.
If it's well done, you're going to have to chew it like it's a piece of rubber.
Exactly right.
Right.
Right. Just break it down.
Yeah. So you're like, you take two, three chews. Yeah, this is not good. Right. Let me get rid of it.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Maybe spit it out.
In hindsight, I should have just spit it out. But
right.
There you go. See?
So I look over at my 10-year-old son thinking, all right, I grabbed my throat. He'll call 911. He just starts crying in the middle of the kitchen.
Oh, no. Come on. Throw some balls, kid.
The funny part, luckily, obviously, I didn't die. But the funny part is now my son's an EMT and he's in paramedic school.
He doesn't still cry, does he? We got to call. Oh, for God's sake, it's your job.
How did you get the piece of meat out of your throat?
That's funny, too, actually. I couldn't think of anything, and I opened my cabinet and chugged some olive oil.
Oh, made a slide down.
Slippery.
Make a slide down, yeah.
Nowhere.
That's all I could think of.
Right.
Have I ever seen that on a chart?
Yeah.
And then when they have the chart. Here's the universal sign for choking.
Yeah.
If no one's around, use the chair. They show the person folded over the chair.
Yep.
I've never seen a picture of someone chugging olive oil.
Well, the worst part is when it comes out, it looks like an oil tanker sank.
Well, say, yeah, he sneezed like 4 hours
in the toilet. With olive oil and everything.
Wow, that was creative.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's good.
You never thought about chair thing. Yeah, no, it worked. That's all that counts.
Just run to the counter.
I tell you, what a relief it is once that air starts coming back in. You're like, oh, this is good. Breathing. I like breathing.
Life is good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yes.
And then your throat is sore after that.
It's all irritated.
Well,
it's irritating.
I still have problems to this day choking. I choke because of that. I have like scar tissue. I had some, you know, CAT scans done and things like that.
My God, how'd you burn the steak?
It was a brick.
You shouldn't have gave it to anybody. You just keep the car from rolling downhill.
I'm surprised you didn't break a tooth on that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for medium rare next time.
Needless to say, I cut my steak in teeny tiny pieces now.
Yeah.
I would liquefy if I was you.
You know, it's funny. When we were kids, our parents would say, chew your food.
Yep. You ain't too fast like a dog.
Yep.
And I still do.
All right. Great story. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
All right. You too. Glad you're okay. Matthew in Southbury.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To you.
I'm a teacher, and I've had two students choke in my classroom.
Oh, well, thank you for being a teacher.
During exam or what?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they were legit choking, trying to get at it.
Okay,
but, yeah, one time before this happened, a student in the middle school was choking, and his friend did the Heimlich, and he got a medal and an assembly and everything else.
Wow.
The two high schoolers in my classroom who choked both times were Sour Patch Kids, both incidents.
Oh.
You can see that face of panic. You see them grabbing their throat. You see that look of desperation. So I Heimlicked them and got it up pretty quickly, thankfully. And the only thing I got was, thanks.
We don't do it for the reward. We do it to help people.
Right. Yeah.
Man.
But I hear you.
Wow.
The Sour Patch Kids were choking.
You know those gumballs that were, they used to be in the supermarket?
Yes.
They have the gumball machines.
The
and
big ones.
All different things. And they were just giant.
Yeah.
I always thought, even as a kid, like, how are they selling these things? Are they trying to get rid of kids? Do we have too many kids on the planet?
Back here, then
put
we
these
did,
at
yes.
the at, right at the door of the store.
Right, back then we did.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were never new. They were always stale in there for like 15 years.
And you paid more for those, too. The regular size one were a penny, and those were a dime or a quarter to get the bigger ones.
Yeah.
So you paid for death.
Yeah. And they were so hard
right.
that when you did, if you got through it, your jaw was tired for days.
It would, it would actually like shatter if it was really bad and like cut your gums up.
Well, thanks for being a teacher
and man.
Thank you for saving those kids.
Good job, man.
Yeah. We should give him an award, but we don't have one.
An assembly, yes.
Yeah. Sean in Milford.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Good morning.
So, about 6 or 7 years ago, I'm at a buddy of mine's place having some dinner, and I was eating some steak. And I took a bite, and I didn't chew it real well, and I was kind of talking and whatever, and I swallowed it too fast. It went all the way down and got stuck in my esophagus.
Oh.
I'm sitting there.
Deep down.
I could breathe. I could talk, but I knew it was stuck, and it was like.
You just felt a chunk of meat down there.
It was stuck below your lungs.
I'm starting to sweat, and I'm looking around. I ran in the back room of his restaurant. And I'm jumping up and down, like trying to slam myself on the ground. I couldn't get it out. And then my girl goes, "Hey, Wheels, you better go check on him. He's been back there a while. What's he doing?" He goes, "You all right?
You're bungee jumping off the roof now."
Oh, my God. I was trying to do anything. I had to go to the hospital and get emergency surgery to get
what?
It removed.
Wow.
God.
Yep, it wouldn't come out. They tried to give me ginger ale at the hospital. He said, sometimes this bubbles up and
burp
it makes
it
go by.
Yeah.
They didn't try olive oil? Out.
Right.
I heard that works.
Yeah.
That's a funny one.
Bubbles
no saliva. Saliva just kept building up, and I was like, oh, my God, this is nuts.
Did they put in a doggy bag for you when you left the hospital?
I actually had to go in later on and have my esophagus stretched out.
I've heard that's so painful.
Wow. I never heard of it at all.
Yeah.
What a nightmare. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
So do you still eat steak?
I would.
He chews it now.
I chew it real good now. Yeah,
exactly right.
Wow.
Damn, man.
That was a crazy night.
Wow.
Now he's parking the car in his chest.
I missed my granddaughter's baptism the next day because I had to stay in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, same thing. Kid gets put in the water. Blah, 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 blah.
That's the worst thing to do, too. Go off and be by yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Running
crazy.
Off to die somewhere.
Mm. Yeah, let me go off here and die by myself.
Right.
Holy crap.
Yeah, man.
Holy crap.
It was a crazy night.
Getting your esophagus stretched.
That doesn't sound good.
Right. What do they use?
What do
they
just do?
Stretch the whole thing, I think.
With what?
Oh, yeah.
Jaws of life.
You just reach in there, grab it, and pull it.
But now the food just slides in your throat.
Yeah, he pulled it right out. Yeah, he went down there with some kind of tool, grabbed it, and pulled it out.
I had
he showed me the video, and I was like, wow.
Oh, no.
I had choked on a tool.
Holy crap. Holy crap. All right, thank you, Sean.
Crazy night. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man.
We have another Sean over here. Sean in Cheshire.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Yo.
So it was a sunny Saturday morning, and I was in the adjacent room to the kitchen, and I was recording some music for my band. So I had headphones on, but I just happened to have one of the headphones slightly off. And I just called my son in for lunch. He was coming in playing with his friends, and he went in and started eating some chicken sausage that I had cut up for him. So I didn't think anything of it. He came in, he started eating, and then all of a sudden I started hearing some coughing. So I went into the kitchen thinking something might be up, and found my son hanging over the garbage can with drool pouring out of his mouth. So I figured he was choking. So I went up and I started giving him a Heimlich maneuver. That didn't seem to work at all. So I pretty much just, in a panic, just kind of swept his throat with my finger and found a nice big chunk of chicken sausage caught in his throat there. So,
wow.
You know, had I had both headphones on my head, I probably wouldn't have heard him coughing and probably, who knows what the outcome could have been. But,
mixing with the music.
Yeah.
It's your parental instinct.
Right.
Keep an ear out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can record this song, though.
Right. You know, I don't remember all this choking in the song.
Let's just say the recording didn't get finished that day because my wife was not too happy with me.
Gotcha.
Man, it's smart that you knew what to do, though, with the finger sweep, because they tell you not to do that, but, if the Heimlich's not working, then what are you going to do?
You don't smack them in the back of the head like a ketchup bottle, right?
Hold them by their ankles, shake them up and down.
Not applying enough pressure or what, but.
Right.
Holy crap. So. And who serves their kid turkey sausage?
Chicken sausage.
Chicken sausage?
Chicken sausage.
See, pork sausage slides right down.
That's not, if I'm going to die on sausage, I don't want it to be chicken sausage.
Nah, not a good way to go.
I want real sausage each.
Yeah, I want real sauce.
Exactly, hot sauce.
All right, nice job, Sean. Thank you. So I choked on a piece of cheese.
Cheese.
It's funny, as I'm choking on the piece of cheese, I think of AJ saying, cheese.
Kind of like chili when you drop in a piece of cheese.
See? That word messed you up.
I still have, it's still sore.
Yeah.
It was back there. It was like a piece the size of a quarter.
It's irritating. That's why.
And I can feel as I'm breathing, it's like flapping, you know? It's like,
yeah, right. Plus the heat.
It's only allowing me to get a little bit of air, like a lid on a smokestack of a truck.
Right. Plus all that heat in your throat's making a grill together and become like one big chunk. So
nice and soft.
Little pieces. Exactly right.
Yeah, this wasn't hard cheese, just a little piece of a slice of cheese.
Right. A tiny piece.
It was no Parmesan.
A thinly sliced deli cheese.
Right.
Piece of cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Piece of cheese.
Finally, it comes out and it goes tink on the sink.
Now.
Did it stick to the side like flap?
Yeah. Tink on the sink.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a duck.
Tink on
book.
The sink.
Tink on the sink.
Duck when you throw book. Your pickle off your McDonald's burger, it just hits something and just sticks to it.
Exactly. It was exactly that sound.
Who throws the pickle off?
But it was the sound of freedom. Like,
freedom! Damn it, take our cheese!
I can breathe!
They will not take our freedom!
So we're taking our taking calls here. Things are choked on. Bart from Wallingford.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bart.
I personally don't have, well, I do, but my girlfriend suffers from what's called laryngo spasms. And what that is that her larynx just closes for no apparent reason.
It feels like
it's horrible.
It feels like it, yeah.
Yeah. It's, sometimes spicy food will set it off, but otherwise saliva can set it off. And the first time it ever happened, it was the middle of the night. And I wake up out of a sound sleep, and she's sitting there hitting me because she can't breathe.
Right. That'll do it.
So, yeah, it's quite surprising. So eventually it happened a couple more times. She went to the doctor, and after tests and stuff, they diagnosed it. And so I said, well, ask the doctor, what do I do if, you know, this happens and you're choking? And his answer was, don't worry about it. When you hit the floor, your larynx will relax and it will open up and you can breathe again.
So now you got to throw it to the floor?
That's not comforting.
Push off the bed. Okay. No. How you doing? Good?
Nope. The doctor said you got to hit the floor.
He threw out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, if, you know, if it doesn't relax, then I should call 911.
All right. Well, thanks, Doc.
Right. So first hits the floor, then you call 911.
Okay. Is she okay now?
Yeah.
Like I said, she's still, actually I am now is like, the King's taste tester. If there's anything that we're having that's spicy, I have to taste it first and, see if it hits the back of my throat or the front of my tongue and
so no chili
let her know whether
wings,
she can. Exactly. Right. Oh, and she did, there is actually a hot wings contest in Southington.
She asked for it.
She didn't know that she had it at the time.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the middle of about 150 people, she's sitting there grabbing me because she can't breathe.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's like falling like in front of someone. You know, you can't help it, but it's embarrassing.
Yep.
And now you're choking and dying, but you don't want to choke and die in front of strangers.
No, you got to go off somewhere.
Yeah. Like Sean, exactly, he walked in the back room. Right. Let me go die alone.
You got to tap out.
Yeah.
I got to go jump up and down in the bathroom.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm going to park a car in my chest.
All right, Bart. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, good luck to your girlfriend.
Her. Yeah. Gary and Shelton.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So I was about 5 or 6 years old, and my father was eating M&Ms, and he was putting them on his lips and kind of sucking them into his mouth, making me laugh. So
one at a time?
Yeah, you know, he was making me laugh. I was 5 years old, and he was just sucking the M&Ms into his mouth. And I tried to do it.
Picture this.
You're putting your lip and go.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, yeah, like you make your mouth like you're blowing a kiss or something, and he puts it on the lip and sucks it in.
Exactly, okay. Right.
Gotcha.
Which can go bad.
Disappears real quick.
It can go bad, yeah.
So I tried to do it, and it went right down my throat, there and instantly go. I couldn't breathe.
Right. Was it plant or peanut?
No, they were the regular ones, thank God.
Because the peanut one, you'll be here
the
right
peanut,
now.
You're done.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
Calling from heaven.
He panicked, and he jumped right up and smacked me on the back a few times, and it shot right out.
Yeah. And they don't melt in your mouth. Well, they melt in your mouth, not in your hands. It should have melted.
They melt in your mouth, not in your throat.
It should have melted.
Yeah, I think my dad was a little more scared than I was.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. When you're choking, you're thinking, is this how I'm going to die?
Right. A lot of things flood your head. Exactly right.
A piece of hot dog?
Right.
Takes me out?
It's embarrassing.
Wow. So you still do that with M&Ms?
I don't, and I don't do it. I don't show my daughter that trick either.
Yeah, exactly right. Be careful with that.
Yeah. Right.
Probably good
move. Yep.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Charles Grodin died.
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that? You sound like you're heartbroken.
Well, he was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him here. I liked him.
Yeah. 86 years old. Lived in Wilton, Connecticut.
Wilton.
Did you see any of his movies?
Midnight Run.
That one's unbelievable.
And also one with Seems Like Old Times, the one where he was married to Goldie Hawn, and Chevy Chase is her former husband. And he's a district attorney, and Chevy's on the run because he got accidentally...
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great movie.
It is a good one. You want to check it out, definitely.
I saw Beethoven.
Oh, why?
Ooh, boy.
Because I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
That's what kids do. They watch movies that were made for kids.
15 okay. Years ago.
I wouldn't watch it now.
No, of course not. Weird.
It's just him covered in dog slobber the whole time.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know.
Well,
you
dog
you're
had
a kid and
role.
It's a dog. So.
Of course, yes. Kids and dogs.
But
okay.
We had him in studio, when was it? April 2015? Charles Grodin is in studio. You probably know him from the Beethoven movies.
Yep.
Or Midnight Run.
Right.
Or all of his appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson or with Letterman or on Saturday Night Live.
Right. Seems like old times.
Yeah. Like, I want to ask you about Johnny Carson. How did that all come about? Like, you had this way about you when you were on the show. It was almost antagonistic, like
well,
you and Johnny back and forth.
It was early 1973. I had just opened in a movie in December, The Heartbreak Kid, and because it was successful, they booked me on The Tonight Show, and I'm standing back there waiting to go on. It was like 6 minutes to 1, the last guest, you know. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do when I get out there? There's 500 people in the audience. Millions are watching on television. There's a band. What am I going to say? It was a lot of fun to do the movie. I enjoyed it. I think the audience would enjoy it. You know, it didn't seem like it was worthy of television. So I just instinctively went out, and he'd say to me, have your parents seen the movie? I said, no, they're waiting till it comes to the neighborhood theaters. And that built to kind of really a contrarian. Like once with Letterman, as I was walking out, I acted like I didn't know the cameras were on me. I turned around and yelled off stage, I was told I'd be paid before I came out here. Because if you go out there and just straight stuff, to me it doesn't work. It's not as good as it could be.
You know, back then, that was you go on that show, that was the make or break. It was one. There was one late night show. And everybody watched it.
Yeah.
And if you went on and you sucked, you were done.
You were.
Right? So did you feel any of that pressure when you were backstage the first time?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That's why I developed a character. Because
do you remember who was on before you?
I don't. But I know.
I read somewhere it was Diana Ross.
Oh, it could have
and
been.
And she did a medley of her hits.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough to come on after.
Yeah, go follow Diana Ross and sing a medley of her hits. If I sang a medley of my hit, it wouldn't be the same as Diana.
We still remember it.
So Heartbreak Kid with Cybill Shepherd. I mean, that must have been an experience of a lifetime. This is Cybill Shepherd in the height of her hotness.
Yeah, one of her early, she must have been, I don't know, she was pretty young. And
yeah. Unbelievably beautiful.
And she wrote a book, and she, like Mary Lou Henner did this too. She mentioned everybody she'd slept with. Cybill Shepherd put this in a book, and I was one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I knew you. He's awake now, yes.
Well, I didn't want to be rude and ask. That was on my mind as I was looking at clips from that movie. She's so beautiful in that movie.
Well, I saw her, you know, maybe the recent years, and I said, you know, why would you put that in a book? And she said, you're lucky I put you in there.
Thank you. Okay. I want to thank you.
She's like, yeah, do I want to put him on the list?
Right.
Yeah, because it's out there forever.
Right.
You can't take it back. Charles Grodin, dead at the age of 86. Connecticut resident.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Very nice.
He came in and gave me trouble right off the bat. Do you remember that?
Yes. It was very awkward at first.
Yeah. But I think he was doing his Carson Letterman thing.
Looking back now.
He was just doing that.
It's part of the act.
For more than 20 years, the man from Turkey has been a smoker. Finally, he decided to quit.
He
thought putting a cage over his head would keep him from smoking.
Oh, wow. See that? Yeah. It's each time he hit the cage. Can't light. See, that's smart. That's smart thinking. He's a smart person. Smoke turkey.
I picture him throwing cigarettes into the cage, trying to catch them with his mouth.
Hey, probably wants a butt.
One of those cigarette lighters with the long extension on
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if he had a holder like they had in the 1920s, that the movie stars had, he'd be good.
Oh, yeah, right.
Apparently did not.
The cage is made out of copper wire to lock his head and prevent him from smoking another cigarette. It has a lock on it. His wife has the key. She unlocks it to let him eat.
Open up the door.
Here comes the plane. I'm thinking he's not an electrician.
Right. Also, don't be on any lightning storms.
Hmm.
The best thing about this
now he's
is
smoking again.
It's circular, so it looks like a hamster ball or that thing that you use to pull the bingo balls.
Right. The tumbler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Right. Eyeballs are rolling. 17.
He can't have a job where he's a telephone salesperson.
No. Keep on hearing that noise.
What's that? Gotta yell.
Exactly, right.
Can't hear you.
Can't do it. What?
They couldn't work here. Can't get headphones on.
Yeah. What's banging against the phone? What's that?
Can't choke on a piece of cheese.
No, he cannot. And if he does, you can't get him out.
You can't do car sales, right?
No,
you can't get in a car, if you're selling a Prius.
Exactly, right. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Can't work at a car wash. It gets rusty. You're stuck in there.
Well, if you drown, too, like it'd be tough to go swimming.
Exactly,
seaweed
right.
caught in there.
Right, or the weight pulls you down.
Get it caught in a pool skimmer. Yeah, it'd be tough to give him out the mouth.
It's the worst. Easy to pick him up, though. He's grabbing the cage.
Yeah.
Yep. Found him.
Got to wear a button down, right? Can't put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, pullovers, yep.
Right, no like hoodies or anything.
And if you do a pullover, it's going to totally ruin the collar.
Oh, it'll snag the fabric.
It'll be all stretched.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have like one of those, you know, like.
Imagine an elevator door opens, you hop on the elevator, and the guy's got the cage on.
Right. Yeah.
I would take a step back. Okay, I'll take the next one. Thanks.
Right. Like, pretty bird.
Yeah, he looks like he's being tortured in one of the Saw movies.
Like a pumpkin.
He's going to have a weird tan.
Well, yep.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah, lines across his face. Yep.
And you can't wash your hair. How do you wash your hair? You can't push shampoo on it.
Through the grating, yeah.
Or brush your teeth.
Yeah, you got to brush your teeth upwards and downwards. Like, hold on.
Wait, what is that now?
He's got to hold it like, you know, like top to bottom wise and go like this, you know. Each tooth. But he's got to keep on moving the bar so, you know, it gets each tooth. He can't get the molars and whatnot. That ain't going to happen. Well, I guess he could. All right, yeah.
All right.
I'll work out the logistics over here.
I could I can see the smoke.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Usually doesn't happen.
You ever wondered what our brainstorm meetings sound like?
Wow.
Huh? Did it work?
How long does he plan to stay in this? This version of the story doesn't say.
I mean, it's been 20 years. You haven't quit smoking yet. I would be like, forget about it. Smoke.
Really? I smoked for over 20 years, and I was able to quit, but I didn't put a cage on my head.
No, you did not. It's the Turkish method.
Yeah.
Use the goldfish method, but that person died.
I went from two packs to one pack to half a pack to five down to one, and then I would take that one and light it in the morning, take a drag.
And then put it out?
Have a drag in the afternoon.
Oh, clippies.
Finish it off at night.
Yes.
And then that was it.
How long was that whole process?
Long.
11 like billion
weeks.
Years.
Weeks.
Yep.
That's dedication.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Well, yeah. So well, I mean, I don't know. I don't beat cage head
no.
guy.
Yeah, you didn't cage. Build a contraption.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. Cage match one.
This guy clearly wants to quit.
Seriously.
But doesn't trust himself.
Where do you get a cage that size?
It's not big. It literally gives him any room past the end of his nose.
Right. You want the kind of, like a mirror in mind.
So you could look at yourself?
With a little mirror inside there, you also want that little thing that they nibble on. And I want a perch.
What is that?
I want a perch.
That little...
It's like a little stick.
It's like, they glue food to a stick and say, here, this will keep you busy.
It also keeps their beak sharp.
Yep. Yeah, the post.
Yeah, that's it. Couldn't think of the word. Yeah, and I want to swing on it also.
That would be a problem outside with a cage head, right? Like a bird landing on it.
Right.
And then crapping on your head.
Exactly. It's like, how you like it?
Oh, yeah. Wow, you Google guy with cage on head and hear it.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look happy.
No, not at all.
Oh, he's trying to quit
and
smoking.
His arm's broken.
Well, he can't see where he's going.
That was trying to get the cage off. I need your help over here. I'm stuck.
Well, maybe he said, well, let's do this. We'll put a cage over my head, and I'll break my smoking hand.
Nice. That's extreme.
Well, we got to keep up with this guy.
That's dedication right there, yeah.
All right, next story. Woman said she called in casino bomb threat as a way to, quote, blow off steam.
Well, she blew off something.
Woman, 54 years old. She became upset after losing about $380 on the slot machines.
Oh.
She noted that she has anger issues.
You think? Yeah, how much was bail?
$20,000 bond.
Well, whoa. There you go, see?
There you go.
Were ahead before.
Yeah. Woman hoarding gas flees police, catches on fire after crash. Happened in South Carolina.
Nice.
Pickens County.
Pickens County.
If that doesn't sound like a southern county.
Yep. You have your teeth.
It does sound like something from a movie.
Who wants some Pickens? Pickens County.
Yeah. I mean, you picture Burt Reynolds in a black Trans Am driving through Pickens County.
Exactly. It's like three police officers in the 8-hour shifts.
Mm. With a trunk full of gas. Oh, yep. Yeah.
Eastbound and down.
Pickens County Sheriff's deputy tried to pull over 2007 Pontiac G6.
Oh.
After he ran the plates and found it was stolen, the driver, Jessica Dale Peterson, 28, tried to outrun the pursuing deputy, lost control of the car, flipped it over, flipped on the side of the road, and then the vehicle immediately caught fire.
Oh.
Multiple explosions were heard inside the vehicle. She got out of the car. She was on fire.
Oh, my God.
Right. You're on fire, honey. Thank you very much. No, you're on fire.
Deputy pushed her to the ground, put the flames out.
It was a Pickens barbecue.
And she told the cops that she was hoarding several containers of fuel in the trunk.
Oh, not anymore. It's all burned up.
Yeah, not a great place to keep the gas, right?
Oh, yeah, it's one. Yep. She was barbecue Pickens. Hey, what's a Pickens?
You know, it's one thing to try to go repossess stuff from people in the night, but it's a whole nother thing to do it in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Florida Captain Dave is on the phone. Good morning. Last time we talked to you, talking about repossessing a $250,000 John Deere tractor, and you got shot in the back.
Yep, absolutely. That's last time we talked about it. But remember, I was only grazed.
Right.
Grazed.
Big difference, yeah.
To me, it's still shot in the back because the graze could become, well, now I know I need to
Just pull it in a little bit.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. A little to the right and wind down, and I'll get them right in the back.
Right. Coordinates.
So what happened after
just
you?
Just a bee sting.
Yeah, what happened after you got grazed?
Cops came, ambulance. You know, they tried taking me in by ambulance, saying it was life-threatening, and I denied all services because I'm not going to pay $5,000 for an ambulance, right? Went to the hospital, and, you know, they few stitches, and they made sure I was all right. Kept me there for a few hours, and that was it. I mean, we got the tractor.
Yeah.
He didn't get arrested. I mean, I was in possession of it. I was able to get it off the property, and the low boy was waiting down the road.
Yeah,
we,
you know,
I mean, we had it set up.
It's not a fast field getaway either. It's like, step on it.
And it's not quiet.
25-mile-an-hour getaway. Let's
step on it.
Yeah.
the
farmer's
going,
walking behind you with the shotgun.
He's like,
shaking his
it.
Head like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Still a hot rod next time.
I love.
Well, it was actually from. I mean, he shot me from his house out of, I guess, a window. I'm not really 100% sure where he was.
I wonder if he tried to graze you. Like, here's a warning: get out of my tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
well, that's what I. Yeah, that's what I think it was. He wasn't trying to. He could have put me down if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Also, don't want to ruin the tractor. It's $20,000
That's my tractor.
Right. Well, now
blood
it's
all inside it.
$175,000
I don't think he was too worried about the tractor. He was losing all. He was losing all his power equipment.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't get arrested because Florida has the stand your ground law, right?
Well, you have the right to protect your property as well as your person. But if somebody's on your property, you have the right to protect it.
Yeah,
right.
If you're a mosquito out there,
me, you know.
Right.
All right, and then you were injured trying to take a Maserati or catch a Maserati?
No, that one was different. That one was actually, I was loading it on a large flatbed auto carrier, and I was trying to hook a winch line to it, and it started to slide, so I grabbed the rim, and my finger got sucked in between the brake caliper and the rim, and I had to ride it all the way down.
Jeez. Was there any part of your brain that thought you'd be able to stop the car if you grabbed the rim?
I did. In all honesty, I did it all the time. I probably did it 150 times. I just,
wow.
It's just that one time I wasn't paying attention.
Bad hop, yep.
Holy crap. You know,
it happens that quick.
Usually Maserati stop on time.
Yeah, they not on an aluminum bed.
No.
Yeah. What about this riding on the hood of a BMW?
Well, that was kind of a happened that I didn't expect to find a BMW. It was we did skip tracing. For where banks have literally wrote these vehicles off because I can't find them for 6 months or more. And I happened to be at one block down from where I lived, and we got a new address on this, a new hit on this guy. And sure enough, there was the BMW. Like 9 months later, I mean, the guy, it was, I don't know, $10,000 behind the payments or something like that.
Okay.
So
do you get,
he wasn't
what do you
able get, to get it back.
How do you get paid? Do you get paid by the job? Like if it's a $250,000 tractor, do you get more for that than for the Beamer?
Naturally. And that tractor was like 1 in 1,000 repos or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It doesn't happen a lot.
No, not at all.
What do you get for a typical repo?
Like this.
Like a Beamer.
Well, like we did Ford Motor Credit or GMAC or something like that. Yeah. It was usually around $300 to $500, but back then when the market got flooded with repossession companies because of the 08 crash, so we used to get $5, then it was $3, and it was, you're pretty much working for free towards the end of it.
Oh yeah, just keep the car you stole.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
What's the most you made in one night? The most amount of repos?
Probably like $3,000.
Wow, that's great.
That's quite a bit.
But those, you know, those are few and far between. You got to understand. I mean, there's
that's
some
a good
weeks
night.
You could work 60 hours to make $300 in a week. I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah,
it was real hard to plan your mortgage payments. You know,
right?
Yeah, and plus like the tractor story. You stalked this guy out.
Yeah,
you waited for him to go to take his, you know, middle of the night pee.
Right.
Knowing that he would go into a deep sleep after that. I never knew that.
Had no idea.
Your deepest sleep comes after your...
after your pee.
Middle of the night pee.
Exactly.
Never knew that.
Right. That explains
at least for me, it does. You know, I don't know a lot about other guys' pee.
Oh, wait. So you didn't... that's not scientific? That's just something you said, well, you know what? I go into a deep sleep after a pee.
Well, yeah, more or less. I guess, because I know...
That's your own research.
Because usually I get up and I got... Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
I have to report.
All right, so anyway,
yeah, go ahead.
So that BMW, it was kind of like a fluke, and I was in my regular small repo truck, and this thing's an all-wheel drive, so I spot it. So I didn't have any dollies with me at the time. Dollies are basically just an attachment to the whichever wheels that need to be lifted off the ground, plus the tow truck, so you get all four wheels off the ground at once. Well, I didn't have them, so I ran down to the repo yard, grabbed a flatbed, and I race back, and I'm trying to back into the driveway, and it's real tight. There's ditches on both sides. It's real narrow. And he comes running out, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to lose it.
So I just can't say that, so I hit the dump button.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Apologize. So I threw the air brakes on as the truck's literally still moving and start running towards the vehicle up the driveway. And the windows are like halfway down on it. So he jumps in it, starts backing out, and I just literally dove on the hood at instinct. I'm like, I'm not letting you get away. This thing's been up to repo for 9-10 months. And he took off down the road, and he's trying to roll the windows up. I'm holding the window down, trying to tell him, listen, man, you're going to go to prison over a car you can't even own anymore. And we went down the road for about a mile and a half until I finally convinced him that he was going to.
You're having a conversation with him as you're driving down the road.
Well, right. Screaming at him.
Right. Yeah. And he's turning like the windshield wipers on and stuff like that. It's like, hey, ow.
Windshield washer fluid, beep the horn,
exactly.
Take a hard corner. Right.
Hit the hood real
quick. Go through a car wash.
They brought a chopper in. And Sarasota County, man, there's a cop on every corner. And there must have been 100 cops there by the time it was said and done.
Wow.
Jesus.
Like a hood ornament for a while.
Yeah.
Were you singing?
But what about slamming on the brakes?
That would do it.
Hitting reverse.
Right. Well, I had a good grip on the hood, and you know, I had my arm hooked inside the A-pillar.
That's a commitment to $300 right there.
Seriously, yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. I got bills to pay.
Yeah,
but you got to remember, I was also in my 20s, and I was, you know, I had kind of like a steel cowboy, they call it.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, being a bull rider.
Exactly right.
No, you're not getting away.
Yeah, you held on for more than 8 seconds.
Yeah, you're mine.
Right. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Crazy stuff, man.
Seriously, all right.
Man. All right. Florida Captain Dave, tribe member. Appreciate it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.